kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
Kings of freedom from around this beautiful, amazing planet that we get to live on. You're very welcome to today's episode. And like, what an explosive topic, what an intimate, beautiful, and ultra important topic, which is, you know, how to unlock a red hot sex life. And in particular, I'm speaking about a red hot sex life, deep intimate connection with your life partner, with your queen, long term. Because, you know, in the beginning, you know, we can have the fire of love and passion. It can seem sort of easy in what they call like the honeymoon phase, where, you know, things seem a little bit less complicated. You know, you mightn't have your business up and running. You mightn't have progressed yet so far in your career where there's a lot more responsibilities on you. You mightn't have kids yet. You know, all of these chores and responsibilities that tend to stack up, not only for yourself, but for your queen as well. And in the midst of all of this beautiful expansion in life, but it can be very chaotic. All of these lists of chores, responsibilities, things that you have to get to, things that are on your mind, the complications of external life, what's happening in the world economy, politically, health-wise on the planet, etc., etc. And then other complications that can stack up, like in-laws, parents getting older. You know the real issues that can stack up in your life as a man. That in the middle of those stacking up, it can be such an incredible challenge to maintain the fire alive. And when I talk about the sexual fire, red hot sex life, yes, of course, you know, such an important expression of that is in bed, is the sexual expression through just raw, physical, wild sexual intercourse at that level of physical intimacy, sexual intimacy. And fuck yeah, like I'm be one of the first men to go, that's such an important part in my life, and I absolutely love when that's going really well. But I want to expand it into, you know, a red hot sex life. It's about sexual energy. It's about the embodiment of what I call sacred kingly fuck energy, which is this raw testosterone-fueled warrior energy that's in me as a man, that's in you as a man. You know, and so often, this aspect of our being is shamed by society. You know, oh, testosterone-fueled, well, that's just this ignorant, politically incorrect alpha male-style persona. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, the testosterone fuel element of us, yes, the procreative biological drive, but it's also the hormone that is the creative drive. So only when you're embodying your sacred kingly fuck energy, by my wording, you know, that's when you're in this procreative drive where you come into the room, you know, there's pheromones are aplenty, just your beautiful woman, she's tuned in, tapped in, turned on to your energy. She's turned on by your presence. But not only that, but you're also in your element. You're alive, you're well, you're pulsating this inner confidence that is then expressed into your outer world, your kingdom as you're creating. You're coming from this creative source. This is sexual energy, libido for life. So, you know, to create a meaningful life as a man, it's absolutely essential to make sure that, you know, you as an individual and us collectively, the most meaningful and fulfilling life comes when you consciously align your life to remain tapped into this raw, wild, beautiful sexual energy through you, as you express that in your life, as you express that with your wife, with your life partner, your queen, your goddess. And yet, so many guys, and I'm holding my hand up here, like literally, you can't see it, but I'm holding my hand up here energetically, you know, for maybe 12 of the first, I'm with Matilda about 13 and a half years now, about 12, at least 12 of those years. Yeah, we were, you know, we were having sex, we were in love, but to be honest, the challenge, the raw challenge of dealing with all the emotional strife that we had together, with the emergent awareness of all these wounds and a lot of unconscious energetics that were going on that were getting in the way of it, plus many different life changes. You know, you might have experienced big life changes as you have been in deep, long-term committed relationships. Previously, or if you're still in those relationships, you know, myself and Matilda, we moved country twice. Once Matilda was pregnant, the second time we had a child already in the world with animals, changing country, changing for me language, changing jobs, changing home within country, bringing kids into life. All of these major life changes, which can be quite distress, they were putting a strain on where, I have to say, you know, with all the love that myself and Matilda have always had for each other, it was a challenge that, well, I just didn't know how to do that. It is so often, love life almost ended up, like, as the last priority. It was sort of packed into the end of day, late night, try and get the kids off to bed, get the dishes washed, get the house clean, you know, have some bit of chill out time where you just switched off at the end of the day, you know, watch a movie, whatever it was. And honestly, by the time, personally owning it for myself, by the time I was getting to bed, into the bedroom, the end of the day, most days I was shattered. Energetically, I was so tired that, you know, that what I now call the sacred kingly fuck energy, that was the last thing that was on my mind. I actually found it quite the challenge to actually muster up that energy. So very often, you know, it was sort of to bed, and personally speaking, I just wanted to sleep. And it was there's no bad thing about, you know, about Matilda. Jesus, she's an ultra attractive woman, an amazing woman. I'm so in love with her, always have been, always will be. But yeah, it was a real challenge. I so often didn't just actually feel like having sex, like making love at the end of the day. So I've lived through this challenge. I'll hold my hand up, a lot of sexual shame where there was a lot of blind spot stuff there that I've since worked through. Yet, in all of my experience, and you know, I just, as always in these episodes, guys, you can vicariously sort of live through what I might express and will express about my own journey. And you're absolutely welcome to do so. But I invite you, as always, to just tap in with, you know, what are the practical manifestations of this journey of keeping a red hot sex life going in your life? How's that working out for you? And as always, the sacred humility, humus, the ground of truth. There's no shame at all. There's no judgment within this intimate conversation here at the Kings of Freedom podcast. But there is an invitation to get real. Because until we know where exactly we are on the map, you know, Google Maps is an ultra powerful tool, but it can't get you to where you want to go unless you know exactly where you're starting from. And that's the exact same mirror of deep men's inner work or any work you do on your in your life. Just having this ferocious self-love and acceptance to just know where you're at, recognize where you're at precisely. No need to sugarcoat a dog shit and pretend it's a chocolate eclair. You know, and so for so often, I actually was minimizing and normalizing. I actually thought we were fine in relationship until about a year and a half ago. I've shared this before, where Matilda effectively energetically, she didn't fall in love properly, but it's like energetically this guy sort of triggered in her just the amount that she had sort of become hard and had almost relinquished hope that her relationship with me would ever go beyond the stagnant level that it was at. It was sort of same shit, different day, and it had been for quite some time. That was a major wake-up call for me as a man, and, you know, in the year and a half plus since, I've figured out a lot of stuff, and a lot of this stuff that I figured out and implemented myself, and then in synergy with Matilda, my goddess, you know, I figured out that there's a lot of practical things that when implemented in a habitual way really supports in such an ultra practical and simple way creating a sexual attraction, a masculine feminine polarity that's really, it really simplifies the battlefield and is so conducive for a red hot sex life to just emerge and be sustained and deepened and nurtured, and it just is the path of least resistance. So that's what I'm sharing with you today. I really hope, as always, I hope, but it is my absolute expectation that you will get from the 15 simple habits to unlock a red hot sex life. They won't all resonate with you. As always, you know, it's like take with you from these episodes, from this conversation, whatever are the ideas that jump out at you. That's like, yeah, that feels very resonant with you. Take those ideas. If it's only one idea or two or three, take it in a non-intellectual way. The reminder is, this is a non-intellectual conversation. You can come into this and go, yeah, I'm just here, you know, from my chin up rational mind. I'm here to get more information because information is power. Information is not fucking power, guys. Here's the big story just to wake us all up. And it's a self-reminder and it's a reminder for all of you. Information is not power. Information intensely engaged with and embodied and acted upon in life is power. Information just packed away in the library of your mind where you're like, oh, that was very interesting. You know, that's an interesting podcast. You can listen to 10,000 really exquisitely, amazingly interesting podcasts. You can read books. You can go to workshops. But until you absolutely, with 10 out of 10 commitment, engage in implementing that information in your life, then it becomes wisdom, then it becomes embodied, and that's what lights up your life. So I just really want to speak to that as well. Kings of Freedom here, it's really about the engagement. You know, kingly confidence doesn't come from thinking about stuff. It comes from engaging, implementing, and then seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, and repeat the stuff that is working. Beginning with simple habit number one, and just a little precursor just before we jump in. The whole point and purpose of this, and the point and purpose of the masculine, just getting back to basics of masculine practice. These are simple habits. Now, if you just take them on an intellectual level, on a cognitive level, and go, there's a super cool idea. I am going to implement that with my woman now, with my queen. But you remain just in an intellectual level. It's like, okay, I'm going to tick this off. This should have an effect. There's an essence that needs to come with the implementation and embodiment of every one of these ideas. And that is the masculine practice of presence. That can be defined as presence equals embodied consciousness. It's being impeccably present and not caught up in your mind thinking, oh, this is a strategy, this is going to work, this is going to have this effect. You're looking at horror, you're looking for horror response. That's not presence. Presence, what the feminine desires most, this is like the just sexual polarity attraction 101. What the feminine is looking for most deeply from you is embodied consciousness, is presence, is being in your body, being aware, being the stillness in the storm, if it's only for 30 seconds, 10 seconds, 5 seconds. But when you're there with your woman, you are completely there. That's the heart essence I want to speak to that will bring these habits into massive life, that will transform your sex life in a way that you cannot imagine is possible now. It's by using them, implementing them, but being impeccably present. The second thing before we jump in is there's two different ways to lighting up sexual energy and sexual fire and passion from the masculine perspective and the feminine perspective. The masculine perspective, I like this teacher of my goddess in sexual energy and attraction. She broke it down that the masculine sexual energy is likened to like a fire. You light the fire, you go down to our cock and ball region. You know, it's a fire. We can get sort of the fire going, you know, if the feminine, the female interacting with the male body, you can light that fire by going direct to your cock and balls and stimulating there and then spreading the energy from the cock and balls out, literally in a literal physical way. It's a more direct, you can light that fire pretty quick, you know. Whereas the feminine, more the female sexual energy gets going is more likened to water. Now, if that energy is not kept going, and this is where the habits, the daily habits and the weekly habits become so essential for us as men to start practicing mastering sexual energy and sexual attraction and keeping that fire going. It's the fire going, but we're keeping water fluid. Because if we just do what I had done for the first 12 years, which is sort of tend to sexual energy late night, at the end of the day, last priority of the day, and thus last priority of life in many senses, it's like when it's not tended to during the day and maybe days at a time, and sometimes it can even be weeks at a time, and then it's almost like the pretend idea, the intention is, well, you know, I'll just spark up this fire, we'll make love, cool, job done. That might work for your physiology, for your biology, for your cock and balls, and that, okay, it works for you. But the feminine and the female works completely different. If there are periods of time when you're not tending to the sexual energy, like in these daily habits that we're going to talk about, that water freezes. It goes rock hard. So the longer you leave the water, the harder it gets. It goes hard. That sexual energy freezes hard. Then when you make love the next time, you've got to slow down exceptionally well and really tend, and that's a beautiful thing, but the harder it becomes, the longer you leave your female, your beautiful goddess, untended to, without any feeling of sexual energy flowing between you, you're just meeting like a block of ice, that you're going to have to really come in at a high-end masculine mastery and lovemaking, like amazing presence and skills to gently, slowly but surely warm the water up to the point at which, you know, that ice becomes slowly but surely water and now it's fluid, and then you bring it up to boiling temperature. That's a very important context in awareness of conscious lovemaking and keeping red hot sexual energy and attraction going, because we have just different ways of going and different ways of responding. So if you just keep going from a masculine perspective of, I just like this quick fire, that might work for you, but it does not work with your woman. And, you know, just playfully and provocatively, how does that way work out for you when you just try to light that campfire, you know, after a couple of weeks, after a couple of days of not really tending to it? I know in my own experience, it wasn't working out very well. So that's just the context. Let's jump into number one. Some of these are ultra practical to the sense of you might even fail to make the link with sexual energy and keeping a red hot sex life. They're that practical. They're sort of, but I'll tie them in very well as I can in a brief introduction to them. Others are really red hot on the money. Like you, it's very obvious. It's the interplay of them all that just supports our nervous systems to show up in that sacred kingdom, fuck energy, have our queens turned on by our presence, just that sexual energy flowing. Number one, The first one that is in my life with Matilda, that first thing in the morning, we get up at 5:30 every morning. We have a lot of stuff going on, so we just realized we had to get very systematic and schedule everything in. We have our morning connection coffee. And all of these ideas, make your own. You don't have to have coffee, but it's just a connection in the morning. We get up at 5:30 and 6 o'clock, pretty much smack bang on the button of 6. We will have a morning connection coffee where we just get to sit down together for 20 minutes, half an hour. 99% of the time, the girls aren't up. So it's our sacred time before the storm of the day gets going. All the details, all the craziness of stuff that we'd be doing. That's our sacred time where we touch base. There'll be humour in that moment. We mightn't talk much about practicalities. We just share what's coming up. And it's just a getting the fire going in the morning. You know, when you can get the fire, I think of times when, you know, when I was growing up, the first thing in the morning my mother would do was she'd light the fire. It's actually, we light the fire here as well. This is about lighting the fire. Lighting the fire of connection. First thing in the morning, every morning. Where the king in you and the queen in your woman and your life partner comes together and just connects energetically. That is like every morning, there's just this connection. You touch base, there's a softening. You know, your bit of fire is going, you're feeling that connection. And her water, just keeping the water nice and fluid. It doesn't have to be boiling hot, but you're just like energetically, you're keeping the water nice and flowing, that it's not hardening into that ice. And this is just tending to on a daily basis. Ever since we've implemented this, it's been like a revelation for us. Just kicking off the day like that, I found that it has eliminated any sort of tension mid-morning when Matilda, like the feminine, will feel it way more quickly. The more sensitive I'm coming in my body, I can actually pick up on it way quicker. But in essence, you know, the male mind can sort of not really feel the lack of connection as much, as sensitively as the feminine. So there could be very often mid-morning sort of a tension that I feel with Matilda. And this has eliminated that. It's like just that connection first thing in the morning. So, ultra practical. Matilda and myself, we have a very unique lifestyle. You know, we work from home, live at home, we homeschool, there's a lot of stuff in these ideas. Find your own way. You know, if it resonates with you, I'm not saying that it has to be half an hour. It doesn't have to be that you get up early. Sometimes, you know, there's variation in every individual and every couple. I know some couples, you know, one in the couple gets up really early and the other prefers lying in. What I am suggesting is just get practical, is it's just fine. Whatever time you get up and you come together, finding, you know, even just a 5 minute period of time where you sit down together and you just share, you just set intentions for the day. You have a little bit of a chat, but there's a conscious coming together in a connection. Really important way to energetically connect those masculine, feminine, sexual energies of polarity to kick the day off on a daily basis in a very powerful way. The second one that we will do in our day is between 9 and 9:30. We do a few hours of creative work together, just after the morning connection coffee. Then at 9 o'clock every morning, we will do half an hour of yoga together. There's so many levels of this. Yoga together, it exercises, it brings flexibility, it works out the whole body, the nervous system, gets the energies flowing, any stagnant energy in the psychological energetic system, it breaks that up. But it's a connected practice, very simple. You know, there's free online yoga tutorials, you can check them out. But it's just this connection thing, doing the thing together, where on a daily basis we have that before breakfast, we have breakfast at 9:30, we've just done this breaking up of the stagnant energy, we connect together, we have fun, we have a laugh. If there's times where the session is really hard, we could break our butts laughing in the middle of it. I grunt and I groan. We're just bringing humour to it. But, you know, we do that on a daily basis, and it's a really lovely practice where, you know, it's just setting the energy in a nice way going forward. There again, you know, it's whatever your idea might be, but it's just a, if it works for you, it's a powerful practice to get the energy going in your body, in your woman's body, this nice, powerful, beautiful energy, doing it together. There again, it's just another opportunity to connect. I know a lot of women in Matilda's life have really looked on in sort of awe and have expressed, wow, if I could only get my husband to do something like that. So I just say that from the inside, you know, this is so meaningful for your woman that if you were the man that suggested, oh, here, hon, could we do this together? Could we do like a workout thing? Or maybe you're doing one type of workout, she's doing another type of workout, but just doing that together, it's so meaningful for the feminine. And there again, meaningful for the feminine emotionally means that those waters are sort of flowing and they're sort of, they're ready. It's game ball for that sexual attraction, that energy, that red hot sex life, building that basis. Number three, another one that guys really, I never thought of it for years. And another one that women in Matilda's life are like, wow. Like Matilda literally says, like they're just jaw dropping. Their jaw drops when they hear Matilda saying that we do this every single day. Number three is what we call our king and queen's walk. After our breakfast, every single morning, sometimes if we miss it in the morning for whatever reason, we make sure we circle back at a similar part of the day. The King and Queen's Walk is like, we literally just a rural lane. We're just out in the country in Roscommon, Ireland. There's this lane that takes 5 minutes walk to the end of it, end of the road, and 5 minutes back. So it's a 10 minute walk out and back. Our floor of that habit is like one walk out and back. 10 minutes. And the King and Queen's Walk is just, there again, just that connection. Sort of touching base emotionally where we're at. Touching base, I just like, so I can get to express to my goddess, you know, just I'm feeling a little bit of tension. There's an anxiety. I have this concern about, you know, whatever. There's, I have a new client coming on. You know, just have this nervy excitement about it. It's sort of a, it's new opportunity. Yeah, that's just, I check in with what's going on in my body. There's also a practice where we just sort of speak out what the voice of shame is saying. You know, if we've any inner critic stuff, it's like, oh, geez, my inner critic is just really kicking up. And, you know, I have a bit of anger there. You know, that thing that your dad communicated the other day, etc., etc. Just speaking out there again, just being real, being vulnerable. It's opening the doors to intimate self-awareness and knowledge and inviting my goddess in to touch base with where I'm at, and I connect with that, and also touching base, you know, with my queen, feeling into where she's at. It's creating that intimate bond. It's creating that, first of all, it's we individually get the daily window where we get to express where we're at, what we're feeling. And also, it's not just all the, I don't call them negative emotions, not all the challenging stuff. It can be, wow, I'm so excited about this. It's a time for celebration as well, where that daily basis where it's like, what are you celebrating? What's going well? And we celebrate the small wins that we're having on a daily basis, which just, it just gets that fire going, that sexual libido, that sacred kingly fuck energy, where you enter your day on fire. You're like, okay, I'm ready to penetrate the world, my woman, the day, with this testosterone-fueled confidence in me. It can be 10 minutes. Sometimes, depending on the morning, it can be 20, 30 minutes. If we have the time, sometimes it can be even more. But there's just this 10-minute floor where we get that in every single day. My invitation is that you find some time. It's such a high leverage habit. This one, it's probably one of the most powerful ones of the whole lot. 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes every single day where you carve out a window of time, and you will see it in your woman's eyes when you express this idea to her. You know, it's like, hey, honey, I'd just like to have like create 10 minutes of a habit where we just touch base, no kids, no pressures. Like, this is not time to talk about money. It's not time to talk about practicalities. Just talk about your world, my world, what's going on emotionally, psychologically, what's, you know, the celebrating each other. It's a real intimate sharing. You will see in her eyes and feel in her energy how much this moves her waters, moves her energy. You're going to see she's going to be red hot and like even more intensely in love with you at the end of this one. Number four, and it's maybe in no real, I'm just looking at this, it mightn't be in a chronological time order in how her day goes. What we have as another one is sort of like, well, it's not the absolute end of day, but it's what we call our 6 o'clock simple evening tea. I'm conjuring up some image of like Downton Abbey, the evening tea. I don't know why that came to me. It's not so formal. I mean, we schedule it in every single evening, end of the day. You know, we've done our work, we've had different during the day, and it's a touching base. It's a regrouping. Touching base with how our day has went, what challenges we had, what super cool things we got up to, what really ticked or floated our boat during the day. But there again, it's connection. It's emotionally connecting. It's another statement of, you are important to me. I want to reconnect with you. And it's important, you know, it's not one-way traffic here. A lot of this, I don't want... A lot of this is, you know, as a king consciously focusing on your queen and focusing how you relate with your queen. But there's two-way traffic. You know, these habits, it's not just how you set it up to stir up the waters of your queen. It's keeping your fire alive. And there's a lot of really powerful stuff for you as a man in this to make sure that you're having your connection needs tapped in as well. We have really deep connection needs. You know, it's not just about the woman in the relationship. Very often, just by conditioning, we can sometimes lean in so deeply into the work element, being the dopamine box ticking, making meaning of our life, and that's cool to a point. But we have very deep emotional needs for connection as men, with our woman, with other men as well, and that's actually another habit. But this is really important for ourselves. So the evening tea idea. An end of day. There again, Matilda and myself, we have an hour for it. We schedule in an hour. We would rather do that than, you know, spend a lot of time in entertainment and other things. But hey, it can just be 5-10 minutes. Just a portion of time where you have time exclusive with your queen, with your life partner, where you touch base at the end of your day before, and just it sets the tone for the coming into landing for your evening and setting yourself up for the next day. Number five, I call it mindful touch as a habit. One bit of feedback that Matilda was giving me for so long was, you know, there just was nothing. It was like a desert during the day. And even for days and weeks at a time, where I was so caught up in my head about work, about money, about all these things, about, you know, fucking in-laws coming, about challenges with the club I was running, whatever it was, I was always thinking of other stuff, but not actually touching base with her. Honestly, there was quite a bit of grief for this for me, because, you know, as I said at the beginning, you know, when this guy came into our life for a number of weeks a couple of years ago, it really showed up to me just how much I unwittingly was ignoring sexual energy, sexual attraction, keeping a hot sex life going. So habit number five is a powerhouse of one. Now, in all of these habits, you know, I can suggest them. They might seem like a cool idea for yourself, but it's a bit like the book, The Languages of Love. Every person has their own favorite way of receiving loving expressions. So when I say mindful touch, my goddess, she absolutely loves me touching her. And just, you know, a gentle hand on her hip, as she passes by, just like caressing her shoulder as I pass by on the way to the bathroom. I come down from my room here when I'm working. I just pass by her, just that nice, lovely touch, and on I go. It's this mindful touch that is an expression of, you know, I see you, I feel you, literally, and you know, you're important to me. She really loves that. But it's to touch base in your individual perspectives. You might love that, but just to make sure that, you know, does your woman love that? Is that an expression of love that she really likes? It's one that really, as I keep doing this during the day, the feedback from my woman is that she absolutely loves this. And there again, it's just keeping that energy flowing. Number six is, guys, what I call the king's kiss. For years, what I thought was enough was what we now call, between my goddess and I, the hen peck, the going out the door. Bye, amore. Little kiss. Kissing the cheek, kissing the lips, on you go. I thought I was sort of being the sensitive guy. I thought I was being the lover extraordinaire. I thought I was like, you know, I was ticking that box. I was doing it good. Good man, powerful intentions. You know, I kiss my woman every time I leave the house, every time I come back, or if she comes back, you know, I'm kissing. It wasn't nearly as powerful as what I call the king's kiss. Now, the king's kiss is... It's not that you need to kiss like this all the time. Sometimes that beautiful, you know, just quick kiss, powerful, it's amazing by itself, but it's just not complete. The hen peck kiss is just not complete. The king's kiss is where time stands still. You might be zipping out the door on the way to work, on the way to football training, on the way to collect the kids from, you know, their club or school or whatever it is. And your queen is there. The king's kiss is when time stands still. And wherever you're going, you completely come present. Might just be for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. But you embrace your woman. You hold her completely. Hold her tight. Like envelop her body. It's an energetic hug of her body as you embrace her. And you give her a kiss that lights up every single cell in her body and lets her know that you are in king mode. You are in ferocious warrior mode. Your sacred kingly fuck energy is being infused into how you kiss her. And it could just be a short kiss, but she knows energetically, emotionally, psychologically, sexually, that you're on fire in that moment, and she is the only point of your attention in that moment. You're in the full, unapologetic, unfuckwittable expression of the depth of your passionate love for her, and she is the only woman in the universe for you in that moment. That is the king's kiss. And time-wise, it doesn't take much time. But so often, like for myself, yeah, I did kiss her like that early on. You know, when things weren't so complicated, as I said at the beginning of this, there weren't so many boxes that I had to tick during my day. But that fire went. That fire went for a long time. And speaking with guys and, you know, just in the general know, that fire goes for the vast majority of guys. And there's no shame here. There's no right, no wrong. But like the truth shall set us free. You know, how's that fire for you? How is it that you kiss your woman on a daily basis? So the king's kiss, it's a massively powerful one for keeping that fire going your side, keeping the water just simmering away underneath that boiling level in your queen, in your goddess. It's explosive, the effect that it'll have. I know since I've started kissing my goddess like this, on a regular basis, like I can go just explicitly, just in my shrewd move with nothing to prove. Honestly speaking, I will go to like my whole cock will get erect really super quick by just kissing in this manner. This has been a revelation for me. I've actually had experience what I've been told something I don't like to call it, but like I had difficulties with my erection for years because of sexual shame, etc., etc. So this has been a revelation for me. When I kiss my woman like this, my whole energetic system, my fire comes instantly alive. It's been a revelation for me. It's a beautiful experience. Myself, herself, wonderful thing. So big emphasis on this, putting a spotlight on this habit, guys. Number seven is embodied praise. The feminine grows with praise. The masculine grows with challenge. Now, we have feminine, like with all of these ideas, guys, I'm giving a really brief 101 introduction to them. There's feminine in you, and the masculine actually, the men, we have a deep need for praise as well. Acknowledgement for the wonderful things we're doing in life. Yet we will grow with intense challenge. We love Navy SEALs. We're inspired by sporting challenge. You know, we like from respectful people, men we respect, we will grow a challenge. The feminine way, the growth happens with appreciation. You know, it's not because your woman weak or broken, it's because she is precious. It's the metaphor is like she's like a flower, where the flower isn't broken if it's a little bit wilted. It just needs a watering. It needs a feeding, and that feeding for the feminine that brings that flower that's a little bit wilted into the full bloom of the flower and its full vitality, that is praise. And it's not an intellectual journey. Why I call it embodied praise is you notice her. You witness her. And from that emotional, from your embodied, you're in your body, you're feeling her. Then you praise her, you acknowledge her for something you're noticing in her. Actually, just noticing the small things, the mundane things that so often go unnoticed, is the stuff that she might be doing all the time. But the fact that you notice that and you praise her explicitly, directly for that, there's almost nothing that's more meaningful on the level of a soul connection for the feminine, to have her masculine man in her life, that masculine presence, her king, to have that awareness of mind, that presence, to be able to notice her. One of the most revelatory experiences I had in this, there again, for 12 years, I wasn't present. I really predominantly was not present, and hence my marriage had got to the dour, almost breakup, devastatory point that it was. Is devastatory a word? It is now. I had an experience just about a year and a half ago, and I still remember to this day, where we just had her actually the evening tea. We were outside and I walked across the yard, and you know, a part of my mind, guys, just said, just look back over. Another part of my mind, honestly, was saying, just get inside. I had lots of things that I needed to get done that evening. But this whisper was, just look back over. And I looked across the yard, and I'm like closing my eyes now so I really drop in with this. And I just looked over, and Matilda was there across the yard. And the beautiful thing of this spontaneous experience was, she properly didn't know I was looking. She fully thought I had gone in. Normally I would have just went in and went on with the practical things, but I was looking. And in the silence, in that space, she was doing what she was normally doing, but it's like for the first time I actually saw her in 12 years. I was looking across, and in like clock time, about a minute, I just saw her, you know, tidying up the table, tidying up the plates of, you know, the chocolate and pear cake, my absolute favourite, I think it was at the time. That was the cake that she made for me, knowing it was my favourite. You know, it's like just the amount of love. And she cleaned the table, and she tidied up a few bits of clothes from the clothesline that was nearby. And this was, everything was an expression of love. I mean, it wasn't just a woman just, you know, tending to the chores. It was love. But it's like, I had praised her before, I had acknowledged her before, but it's like for the first time I saw her, I witnessed her, I felt her, and I had tears coming down my cheeks. Like, it was pure raw love. I never experienced it. Never experienced it to that level of sensitivity. And when she came across, I tears in my eyes. She's like, she sort of got embarrassed or awkward. She's like, oh, Jesus, what's up with you? She almost had, like, she got worried. I was like, I just love you so much. And I told her about it. I was like, wow, I'm just after seeing you. And that's what I'm talking about in body praise. Now, it's not often that I get to that level. But I'm just, that was a revelatory experience for me of just tapping into that level of emotionality and appreciation and love for my woman, my goddess, my queen. So my invitation is, if you tap into this, this has just, like, for me, it could be 2, 3, 4 times a day. I will just praise and acknowledge my queen for something that I've just witnessed her doing. In passing, I'll just say, wow, I just want to acknowledge you for how you just were so amazing, amazingly patient and heart-centered with the girls. And I'll walk on, and it's just it lights her up, and so it should, and she absolutely deserves this. So yeah, simple habit, but massive benefits on all levels. Really keeps that red hot sexual energy flowing and the polarity flowing. Number 8. Massive one, this one. Absolutely love this one. It's an edge for me, but, like, hence it's really explosive. I call it the shadow sex whisper. What is really important to just note is there's an agreement needed between yourself and your queen on this one to make sure that there's a safety and there's an understanding. You'll understand now when I explain it. Shadow sex whisper is it's a 15 second practice. And it really fires it up. You know, you're busy, kids coming in from school, stuff happening, going out to the club, you know, the details of life. But the 15 second practice, the shadow sex whisper practice, is I will just go up to Matilda and I'll whisper in her ear everything that I'd love to do with her there and then. How I'd take her, how I'd love to ravish her, rip her clothes off, take her at the kitchen table, pull her into the bedroom, kiss her passionately, you know, just whatever that sexual shadow expression is, my deepest desire, my fantasy in that moment. On a practical level, it doesn't matter. It strips away all the practicalities and it's just a direct, red, hot, unapologetic sexual expression, but just for 15 seconds. So I express like that for 15 seconds. Her practice is for 10, 15 seconds, she stays in that energy. Often we'll kiss in that moment, or she just allows herself receive that energy, and then, boom, done. On you go with your practical life. Now, what this brings in is it just infuses in a super short window of time, ultra practical, but it lights up that fire of sexual energy. It boils up this water, the waters in your woman. That sexual energy comes alive and on you go with your day. That is an explosive practice. And every single time I do it for both Matilda and myself, there's, like, almost nothing more scintillatingly intense to light that up. And we will giggle and laugh. Like, it just gets that energy. It completely dissolves all the things. And so often I get caught in my mind, you know, and just thinking about work and money and fucking things that I have to do and challenges I have to tend to. Completely evaporates those. And gets me back in my body, gets me back playful, get me back in the sexual energy. I just get real, this boy-like energy. Maybe late teenage energy, where that sacred kingly fuck energy is there. And I just, anything I do after that is infused with that beautiful, confident energy. So, yeah, on a sexual, red-hot, creating a red-hot sex life, absolutely amazing. But infuses that sacred kingly fuck energy in anything you're going to create thereafter, bringing that confidence. Wonderful practice. Number 9. In our culture of men, work hard, play hard type thing, this is an ultra practical one that is one of the biggest and highest leverage habits I have for whole life benefit, but it's really important for creating red hot sex life, which is nap time. And so many men will have this allergic reaction to to this type of idea. It's like, it seems like a baby, you know, a baby goes down for an afternoon nap. Yet, we are the only species on the planet that are monophasic in our sleep habits. Monophasic means in one phase of the day, usually nighttime, we pretend to get all our sleep needs. We are the only species. There's a pretty major sign that we're the only species that pretends to do it this way. But this is just another thing of modern life. If you go back, like if you go back into Mediterranean times, the siesta, sexta, the sixth hour of the day, they had the nap. And a lot of times people say, oh, that's just because it's hot. It's not. The nervous system has a deep inbuilt need for rest, where the nervous system just gets to switch off. I'm talking about a nap time. 12 minutes is our nap time, but from sleep research, even just 6 minutes of a switch off time has got students back to where their cognitive capacities are up to the rate where they are early morning. Quick 6 minute one, they get those cognitive physiological neurophysiological capacities, boom, they're just as sharp as they were early mid morning. It's a massive benefit. Where this comes into keeping and unlocking a red hot sex life is so often the habit is that, you know, we fit in sexual life interactions, intercourse, connecting at the end of the day. But my experience was, and so many men that I coach and talk with, the experience is that you'd be just really tired by the end of your day. You're pooped. Your willpower, you've spent it all at work, tending to the kids, doing the badass, mad, intention-infused man that you are to show up as the powerful man that you are already showing up as. But doing all of, ticking the boxes of all of those roles that you have, those sacred roles in your life, you end up, you're tired by the end of the day. So, the nap time becomes ultra important. That with the nap time, I find that where before I was getting to 8 o'clock onwards, I mean, I'm just good to maybe max sit down and watch a bit of TV. It's total switch off mode. Now, the second half of my day, like I'm good till we're getting to bed a bit earlier now. I'm good. I'm alive. I'm kicking. I'm fiery. I'm fueled up until, you know, the bedtime. Now I'm restful at that time. I sleep way better, but I'm good. My nervous system is good to go. It's a major change for me in all levels, but the sexual energy, when it happens nighttime, I'm like infinitely more, ready and available for spontaneous making love at night than I was before. Tapping into number 10. Number 10 is a natural sort of extension of nap time and energy of the day. It's what we call Tantra Tuesday and Sensual Sunday. It's scheduled lovemaking. And to be honest, we resisted this for a long while. I know my goddess, Matilda, she didn't really like it. It just seemed so, oh God, you know, scheduling love. Oh my God, we're scheduling everything. But to be honest, it works, because when we weren't scheduling it, the busyness of life, the feeling tired in the evening, even with nap time, but just, you know, life, having a life so full and creating so many wonderful things. A lot of the time without it scheduled, we just really weren't in form, and it just was creating pockets of weeks where, God, we just hadn't made love, and that was creating attention. So scheduling it in, it's like, as Tony Robbins says, like, it doesn't get done till it's scheduled. Once it's scheduled, it gets done. It seems ultra practical, but it works. It's working for us. Tantra Tuesday, we just know. It's like, hey, it's Tuesday works for us for many different practical reasons. Where we know that evening, it's like, hey, we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna light that fire. We're gonna get that water boiling hot. And it's the level of intentionality for myself on a practical level. My mind can be setting myself up for the day, the next day, in evening time, but it's like, hey, doesn't matter. It's go time. And I know that Matilda knows, and Matilda knows I know, and we're both in that zone. It's wonderful. And that's sort of like the shadow, dark, wild part. Because it's nighttime, there's not a heap of time. You know, like, it's sort of the wild part, it's the direct part. Happens in a faster way as a result of these other habits. You know, this actually is quite difficult to get going, definitely for the feminine in Matilda. If I haven't been tending to this sexual energy with all of these habits consciously going in my life, you know, if she's in that emotional, sexual, energetic state of like the water is frozen, you know, a sort of quick 20, 30 minute, 35 minute lovemaking session, it can happen, but it's going to be brutally just physical, and it might be an ejaculation for me and some semi-pleasurable thing for her, but it's not going to be anything near what it can be. So this relies upon, you know, you keeping the energy flowing, the sexual energy flowing with the other things during the day on a daily basis. But this is sort of the quickie mode. This is like the 20, 30 minute where it's hot, steamy, wild, cool, animalistic. Yeah, it's really enjoyable. The sensual Sunday is what I would call like time-free loving. It's this time where, we get up early. We'll have our morning connection coffee. Might be a little bit quicker than it is other mornings because there's a little more excitement to jump back up in the bed. But we kick off the day like that, and then we have like an hour and a half, 2 hours where it's time free. There's no other things that you have to get to. So we just slow down and there'll be like just tickling Matilda all over, warming her body up, moving from her heart center, getting the heart going, that core sexual energy from the heart, getting her breath, breathing together, looking into each other's eyes, tickling as I move down to her yoni, her sacred garden, getting the energy slowly but surely moving, any hardness, emotional hardness that was there, just melting that. And just the more we tend to that and that, get into that zone of time-free loving, like the energy, the fire slowly but surely just rises up and the thermometer rises up bit by bit by bit to the point at which my goddess's energetic system, my energetic system, it is go time. It's fantastic, fabulous. It's such an expression of love. And that's once a week. And a schedule in, and you know, the scheduling in, the thing is, once a schedule in and that happens on a regular basis, what we found is we're actually way more on fire to have more spontaneous lovemaking sessions because it's happening regularly. Another idea. Find out another wonderful thing just about Sensual Sunday, the morning time. You might have found this experientially. It's called the morning wood. But on a physiological basis, a hormonal basis, the peak time for testosterone in the male body is 8 a.m. in the morning, it's found, on average. So it just can map in with a natural physiological circadian rhythm where the morning lovemaking session, your sort of game, it's game on time. So it can be supportive to that. Number 11. What I call the Queen's Arrival Awareness. You know, in the busyness of life, in the masculine expression, we love focusing on the TV in front of us, focusing on the work we're doing. We're focusing on the thing in the shed. But when your queen comes home from work, when your queen comes home from town, she's after doing his shopping, when your queen comes home from whatever, she was down at her sister's house, her friend's house, and she comes in home, a really powerful practice is, you know, to honour the queen's arrival. And indeed, the same goes as the queen departure awareness. This can be a perfect time for the king's kiss practice as well. Consciously, where it's like you welcome her home with a kiss that lets her know she is the fucking shit in your life, in your world, in your universe. She is the one that is so intensely important to you. When she arrives home, let her know that you notice that she arrives home. That this is a point of, you know, it's a mini celebratory moment of appreciation for you that she's in your life and you acknowledge her. You know, you might come out from the shed that you're doing your project, you come out and say, oh, amore, like amore is my language, honey, my beauty, whatever your pet name is for her, your home. Hey, and give her that passionate kiss. Hey, I'm just going to rock back to my project, but I'm really glad. I really love seeing you come home, you know, safe and well. It's a point of celebration for me every single time. Love you, Murray. And back you get. There again, time-wise, guys, 30 seconds, it's a minute. You know, the practical, rational mind that just wants to get back to the fucking project. And I honour that project in you. That project, you're mowing the lawn, you're doing your work, there's something on TV, the match is on. Whatever it is, cool. They're sacred expressions of you. That's wonderful. There's no downgrading of the importance of that. But this is a very simple practice done in an embodied way where you're fully present for that 20 seconds, a minute time, 2 minutes, when you touch base with, you know, what it was that she was doing. Or it's a quick touching base. You've got to get back to that project, to the match, to do whatever. But give her that passionate kiss. Let her know that when she arrives home, she is the most important person in your life. This is like high leverage shit with low time. It's very practical, but bringing that embodied presence to it, man, it keeps that red hot sexual energy and her massively intense desire for you alive and well. You're going to be a man in a million. That's an understatement. You're going to be a man in fucking 100 million, in a billion for her, in her eyes. Number 12, guys. Really important, emotionally practical. Mightn't seem to have a direct relation to keeping a red hot sex life, but ultra important. It's why I've created kingsoffreedom.me, and my invitation again is to sign up. I've just keep it at a very economical amount, you know, for what you're going to receive there. It's deep men's work. It's men's work making sure that you have the support of kings in your life, powerful men that will unapologetically celebrate the magnificence of how you're showing up, but will also, you know, unapologetically support you in recognizing what growth opportunities there are for you, will hold you to account to showing up as the badass king in all areas of your life and help you just ground in the vision of the greatest, your highest self in life. And help you and support you sustain your expansion into creating your have-it-all life. That helps you stay on fire in your life. That helps you ground within your sovereign being, your sacred individuality as a man by yourself. You know, honoring yourself as a man, that you don't get caught up just playing all these roles, which are sacred, are important. The roles of father, the roles of husband, the roles of career man, the role of entrepreneur, etc., etc., etc. But that you honor your masculine core, your man's core. You've a cock and balls. You are a man. You honor the richness of what it means to be a man, and you have men around you that celebrate that. What this brings is, if this takes, this offloads the responsibility of your woman being your energetic counselor, being the one that you go to always with to talk about your issues, your problems, your challenges in your life. That puts her into her masculine. She'll do it for you. She'll help you out with the accounts of the business. She'll help you out with the stresses of life. But that she ends up having to get into her masculine to do that, which she can. I'm not saying that you only go to men for those things, of course, but that you don't put a responsibility on your woman that puts her into her masculine, that she's holding space for your emotional roller coaster ride exclusively, that you don't meet those needs in any other creative way with other men, that puts her into her masculine, and that freezes her up, that hardens her up. When she's put into her masculine, that means she's going to the opposite pole from her feminine, which is the soft, open, goddess, moving, sensual beauty like she was in the beginning. So deep men's work, connection with conscious men that can celebrate you and your magnificence and challenge you, deep brotherly connection is absolutely essential. As I said, invitation, check out kingsoffreedom.me for just connecting you with powerful men like you around the world. Number 13, in modern life, ultra practical, but it's a quick and simple and amazingly explosive, high leverage habit to keep red hot sexual energy flowing between you. when your woman is away or when you're away, messaging. You know, oh my God, but like, it's said so often that we have never been more connected technologically, yet we've never, with the busyness and the hyper-stimulation of stimuli in the world, of the hyperload of information that we're being bombarded with, we've never been more disconnected. So getting really conscious about messaging is a powerful way that in the middle of all these stimuli, that you can use the technology available, whatever app it is that you use, text message, whatever it is, send a message consciously. That when your woman is away or you're away, that you just send a message that lets her know. In that moment, you're thinking of her. Before that moment, after that moment, dude, brother, allow yourself, just be monofocused, like be focused intensely. The masculine focus is intense focus. You don't have to be thinking of her before. You don't have to be thinking of her after. That's okay. That's in your truth you move. That's the masculine practice, is that level of focus. But in that moment that you think of her, send a message. Let her know that when you're away, when she's away, there are these moments. And you send that message, send a photo of something you're doing, send her a message of just how much you love her, send her a message. This can be a shadow sex whispers type moment where you send her a message. I do that with Matilda sometimes. It's a bit of an edge. I in the beginning used to get embarrassed, but now I'm just like, she really loves it. I just send her like a, call it dirty talk, a message where it's like, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking of right now. It's some explicit fantasy that I'm thinking out in that moment of her. Send it off. Make sure you send it off to her. Don't send it off to the mother-in-law or some other neighbor. Don't get yourself into trouble when you send a shadow sex whisper message. Make sure the source of where you're trying to send it to, you get it right. But send a message. Let her know that you're talking, that you're thinking of her in that moment. It's so deeply meaningful. It keeps that sexual energy flowing and she will appreciate that. The more regularly you do that, it's such an explosive, high leverage habit to do. Number 14. Sensual touch. Before I go into number 14, guys, I just want to touch base. You know, is this deeply meaningful for you? Are these practical ideas? What's your favorite one thus far? What's the one that just stands out for you, or the two that stand out for you where you're like, yeah, I'm going to practice that. Just want to make sure that I touch base with you, that keep this deeply meaningful and speak to that level of intentionality, that it's not just an intellectual journey of information, but that you're actually settling into a commitment to implement this wisdom, that it will actually on a practical level light up your sexual energy between yourself and your queen. Number 14, sensual touch. Slow down for a moment and get a drink. Number 14, sensual touch. Okay, there was the mindful touch earlier on. That sort of the mindful touch is flowing through the room, but sensual touch is where you slow down. It can be for a minute, 2 minutes. I practice doing like a foot massage with Matilda end of the day. It's during our evening tea time. We're sitting together. I just take her feet. She'll take her socks off and I just massage her feet. And I know a lot of times myself in the beginning, it can be like an inhibition because like, well, I'm not trained to do massage. I'm not trained to do any of this type of stuff. I don't know how to do. Just be present. And receive the feedback. Just gently tickle. You know, a tickle is a sensual touch. Everybody loves a tickling. Just tickle her arm. Tickle her foot. Tickle her chest. The chest area, the heart area tickling. That really lights up when you do it and you're just fully there. You can be just talking, looking into her eyes as you tickle her there. When you're fully present, it really just helps your queen get into her body and soften the hardness of, you know, her and her masculine in her thinking patterns during the day, figuring out stuff and in her roles. This just, the sensual touch habit reconnects her with her body. And her connected with her body reconnects her with her sexual energy and her sexual energy. Now she's looking at you and she's feeling you. She's feeling her body and you're in your body. It's a slowing down to speed up. Another powerful, powerful thing. So it's a massage of the shoulders, a tickling of the chest, a tickling of her arm, massaging of the feet, whatever it is. And you can get creative, but it's a really simple thing. I invite you to see this in its simplicity. And if you feel a little bit on edge, like, I honor that edginess, but here's the thing, and coaching guys through this. She will know that this is an edgy thing for you, but she will love you all the more for actually going beyond your edge and actually just saying, hey, you know, I'm just going to try this thing out. Or, you know, you just do it spontaneously. She'll love you. She'll see the sweetness in you and the intentionality, the kingliness of you, that you're willing to sort of nudge your edge and actually do something that is edgy for you, but you do it because you love her that much. And then rapidly, you know, she's going to love it that much that she's, you know, you're going to melt into it and become normal very, very quickly. That's number 14. Number 15, coming into landing here, I've said that unintentionally, but there's a pun in words here. Coming into landing, I'm calling it airplane mode. Modern life with technology, what's really important, what was a high level habit for us, for Matilda and myself, is we put our digital devices on airplane mode, early evening. Normally it's like, there's sometimes with work, we work online. Sometimes we have certain things that we consciously will re-put the thing back on just for that coaching call. Sometimes we have group calls. But apart from those, and we do them really conscious that we don't go down to messages, we don't go on to emails, we don't open ourselves back up to stimuli that will take us, put ourselves back in our minds. But apart from those moments when there's an absolute specific conscious need to go back online, from 6 p.m. from the evening tea time, coming into landing, there's an absolute ban on going online, going on messages, going on emails, going on social media. Because what we were finding was, and like, we work online, like up to late evening, it was like, oh God, that person messaged, oh, well, I have to do that thing tomorrow. And like, sometimes you get a message and it'll be news about something in your life that, you know, it creates a deep concern for you. It's like, oh my God, I'm just after hearing online that poor friend, like, his dad is sick in hospital. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to hear about that, but if you hear about something that's really stressful for another person, or you receive an email in work that it's a client that's a bit pissed off because the order didn't come true, and now you're 9:30, you know, you should be ideally present, fully in your body, relaxed, putting kids to bed, being with your queen, your goddess, and now you have this feckin' problem at work that you've become aware of, that you can't do anything about till morning time, but you're aware of it now. And you're like, oh shit. And now you're struggling to get it out of your mind. That was happening to me quite often. And it wasn't until we started this airplane mode that I realized how deeply a negative impact I was having on my connection with Matilda, on my connection with myself. And if I was getting stuck in my head, dudes, that was not conducive to being in making love mode. Embodied presence, being my body, being alive and fully present with my queen, that, you know, I could artfully practice the art of love, of sexually connecting with her. And role reversal as well, Matilda as well. So it's another high powered thing, not just for red hot sexual energy to flow, albeit there's massive benefits there, but just for your sanity, for your overall psychological well-being, so that you can rest at night, that your nervous system can come into landing slowly but surely, so that when you get to bed, you know, you can rest. Your nervous system is ready for sleep as well. But we're here, we're talking about red hot sex life. Man, it's a high leverage habit for keeping that red hot sex life, so that you're fully in your body for making love and keeping that sexual energy flowing. There's a bonus number 16 here, because I put it down. Bonus number 16. Final point here. Ultra practical, simple, but absolutely essential, is the nighttime cuddle. The nighttime cuddle is before going off to sleep. There's only one time that we didn't do this. Matilda was telling me, was reminding me of this there yesterday. One time in 13 years together, where we had had an argument of all arguments. Like, we were so totally ingrained in self-righteousness. I was right. I was not going to be the one that would lean over to Matilda and hug her and kiss her goodnight. And she was so in her righteousness at the time. She was right. I was wrong. That one time only in 13 years, we fell off to sleep without cuddling in. And it was horrible. It was horrible because it was so hard. The next morning we woke up and we sort of had a smile and a laugh about it. We were like, oh my God, we were so stubborn, both of us, last night. And yeah, we had a talk about whatever it was. We reconnected. But it was like, wow, that just felt so horrible to wake up the next morning knowing that we just had not cuddled. We hadn't ended our day with connection. And sometimes there will be those arguments. That can be another thing that we practice, where we'll just recognize, we'll say, hey, look, I'm deeply triggered by whatever the conversation is, but I'm feeling tired now. Can we circle back tomorrow morning or sometime tomorrow when I'm alive, I'm awake, I can be fully present? I'd really like to set the intention out to speak about that, you know, or, you know, I want to be fully present. You're after telling me something. I know you're annoyed or you're upset about this thing and you'd really need to talk about it. I want to be fully present with you. I'm really tired now. Can we circle back tomorrow and when I can be fully present for you for that conversation? You end your day well. You end your day in connection. The mind works in memory style, emotional style, and it's called the recency effect. The most recent experience it has, it remembers really well. So it's the last impression of your day sets up how you will enter tomorrow. If you regularly go off to sleep in disconnection, physical, emotional disconnection, you know, you're on social media in bed, you're looking at TV in bed, and there's an emotional disconnect. You're going to bring that emotional set point into the next moment of your next day. Thus, you're setting off your next day already pre-paved with disconnection. So, the nighttime cuddle. Spooning in together. Just cuddling, caressing, kiss. Can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. There's times you're just really tired. Myself and Matilda can be really tired. We've done all the things. We've done the nap. But sometimes, look at just a full life, you're really tired. It can just be a minute or two. But absolutely essential, and I found it's just being like such a valuable and meaningful thing that we do together that has helped us. All of these things, guys, has helped myself, Matilda, in the last year and a half, just create a deepening, more expansive, red hot sexual life together, where sexual energy is flowing during the day, at night, sensual Sunday. And just way more sexually alive and in tune with our bodies and that energy, and, you know, just kissing each other passionately, keeping that humor, because when sexual energy flows, you'll find that you're way more humorous and spontaneous and present, and there's more joy in life. So my expectation is that you found something of deep value for you. My invitation is that you consciously commit now in your mind. Find that one or two ideas that most resonated with you and commit to bring that into practice on a daily basis with your queen, with your lover, with that beautiful partner in your life. And commit to practice. Tell it. Maybe like do it spontaneously, or maybe tell your woman, hey, look it, I just want to bring more intentionality to creating sexual energy and, you know, sustaining, maintaining, deepening the sexual attraction I have for you, the sexual connection. This is really important to me. And, you know, I love you that much that I want to express this to you. What I'm going to be doing, I want to bring this practice. I'm consciously doing this. I want to try this out. Are you on for that? Bring that level of intentionality to it. Also mix with spontaneity with it and own that shit. Own unapologetically your sacred kingly fuck energy. You've got a cock and balls between your leg. That means you're a powerful badass man. Own that testosterone fueled warrior that's in you. That part of your being that desires to make love, that desires to be the lover, the man, the husband that your woman desires, that your woman deserves, but also for the joy and sensuality and fucking sacred kingly fuck energy that you get to enjoy, that you deserve to prioritize in your life. and experience the full bliss, the full sexual, hot, passion and desire and expression that's available to you in this lifetime. The Kings of Freedom way is living and dying without regret, and my invitation and my deepest wish for you listening in today is that you don't look back when you're 80, when you're 90, when you're 100, look back and go, well, I didn't fuck consciously enough. I just had a mundane, mediocre, damp fire of a relationship. Oh my God. No. Unlock that red hot sex life that you deserve, your queen deserves. Have fun, enjoy it all, and bring it to life with these 15 simple habits to unlock a red hot sex life. Honoring you, brother, for tuning in again today. Honoring and appreciating your presence here. Yeah. What was said was perfect. What remains unsaid will be said at another time when it will be perfect. With deep bows and big love, have an amazing kingly day.